Hi everyone, this is Luke Moroney for the Daily Property Search Podcast. And what I'd like to discuss with you today is what are some of the low risk strategies that you want to be adopting right now due to this current market. This is podcast number 67. Firstly, just a general disclaimer that this podcast is for general purposes only and should not be regarded as legal or financial advice. Please ensure you get your own independent advice when it comes to investing. So on this topic of low risk in this marketplace right now when it comes to our investing, the reason why I bring up this topic is on the back of a few conversations I've had with potential clients today that I spoke to. One of them was discussing the idea of buying a property on the central coast of New South Wales, so just an hour or so, an hour and a half north of Sydney, and they were looking at renting out a dual income property where you could possibly put two different leases on the same house, had an upstairs and downstairs house, and that was at a gross rental yield of 7%. So really good in this marketplace right now for the price of that particular property, provided really good income. So his idea was actually to rent out the bottom part of the property and use the top part of the property as a holiday house for them or holiday location for them as a family to go up and use whenever they needed. Now, I talk all the time about, you know, not having different strategies for the same type of house in terms of either it becomes your home or a holiday house or a place where you invest. Mixing up those strategies I've seen in the past has put people in difficult financial situations. So we do think that that type of strategy, combining the both, can potentially be, you know, a high risk strategy that people will, you know, often do adopt. They go to places like the beaches or the Gold Coast and want get all emotional about living in that particular place or using it as a holiday home, but rarely do they actually go and use it. Then they put themselves in a situation where they can't rent it out too often and it doesn't fit in with their schedules, and they actually start losing a lot of money, and if they have to sell and they're selling at the wrong time, puts a lot of financial stress. So talking about this particular person today, thinking that that strategy right now for them with this potential investment in mind wasn't really a good fit for what they were looking for. And, you know, I guess that thought process of having an emotional holiday home when they're trying to grow their wealth is another thought that people need to consider before they get into those things. Also, I had a conversation with someone who's looking to renovate a property. And then we went around the idea of, was it going to be a renovation and flip strategy? Was it going to be a renovation, live in, and then hold down for down the track? To their credit, and discussing a few ideas around that, it was an actual idea to move into this location, renovate the property, and then live in it for a year or two or three, then consider their options at that moment, whether it be draw out the equity of that property and invest elsewhere, maybe sell that if they choose to move to another location, and really think about that whole strategy of adopting a low-risk strategy in this current marketplace. So I want to really go through some of the ideas or some of the low-risk strategies that I would think about adopting right now because of this current market. And when I say current market, I talk about the big idea or the big issue really affecting all of us Australia-wide. Now, we've got markets in Sydney and Melbourne that have dropped 10% through 2018, some other markets that have risen slightly, but we would have seen some of those peripheral markets or markets outside Sydney and Melbourne really perform really well at this stage of the cycle with interest rates being so low. But the reason why they haven't outperformed right now is that the whole country is affected by this tighter lending environment. So it's hard for people to service some of the loans that they were previously able to get at 600,000, 800,000. Now they're in a situation where they might be only able to afford 300, 350 and or up to 500,000 right now, as opposed to in the past where they could afford a lot more. and it's on the back of this tight lending restrictions. And we're in even a situation where the banks and the lenders are saying, no, that's it. You can't lend anymore. If you've got property investment portfolio of 3 or 4 properties, you might find it really hard to actually invest in property as it is right now. And you know, it's something that we've got to reflect on Australia-wide, because I think it's affecting every single marketplace at this moment. So my strategies in moving forward in this to think about low risk, my first one is regarding what we do as buyer's agents. So buying below market value properties, looking at that higher cash flow, and looking to hold with the mindset of having it or holding it for 10 years. Now that strategy might change over time, where you might get to the 3-year mark and you might feel that you might develop that property, you might sell it off because it's risen by 50 or 60%, or you might decide to do other things with it. So I guess it's the initial intention of being able to hold that property for 10 years, having your buffers in place of cash reserve just in case something was to happen, and thinking about a low risk strategy for that particular property. So obviously doing your checks for termites, major repairs, structural repairs at the property before you're buying, that comes along with the pest and building inspection that you do, you know, the work that you can do to buy in the right areas with a buyer's agent, or if you're going out there and you know the market really well yourself. My second strategy is around renovating that property that you're looking to live in for the next 1 to 3 years. So like I spoke about with that direct example with someone who called through today to have a discussion about investing in property, where he's looking to move into that property, renovating himself on nights and weekends when he's not at work, and put some of his own sweat equity, we mean his own labor, into that property instead of paying, I guess, other tradesmen, where he can get the benefit out of the growth through that renovation. And that's what he'll be looking to do, and hold it for 1, 2, 3 years, but adjust the strategy over time. So if the market's gone up really well, he might be able to either draw out some of that equity, like I mentioned earlier, or sell that property on and look to do it again. And this could be a good stepping stone into him becoming a renovator and flipper in future. But watch out for those tax restrictions. Watch out for your changes in how you do business. And if you're doing renovations and flipping on multiple times, you have to be wary of that ATO might change your adjusting in terms of operating like a business rather than doing it as not paying the capital gains tax as you're the homeowner. So something to check with your accountant and make sure you do get that independent advice about that. My third low risk strategy is an interesting one, because typically developments is the strategy that I'm talking about tends to be a high risk strategy. But I think if you put yourself in a position where you're developing with multiple exit strategies in place, and you're not in a rush to have to sell those properties, then you might be in a low risk environment. So it's those people that have to do the pre-sales before they start, or have to sell those properties when they complete to actually go again, or to actually get access to funds, where they're put in a higher risk level. So it's all about having multiple exit strategies. They can be, for example, if there's a house already on the property and you're renting that out, and you can get a fairly decent rent. Often with development properties, they'll probably be negatively geared. So you might be in a situation where the amount of rent is not equal or not getting up towards making it cash flow positive. So you've got to think about that in terms of having extra buffer in place for a development site like that. But you might land bank that for a number of years, maybe 3-5 years, until things start to progress in that particular area, or you see a sense that there's a lot of frenzied activity in buying. Another strategy would be to put in a development application, or what they term as a DA, and look at putting that DA together, and then maybe on selling that property with the DA in place and getting the value out of doing your work in the development process, so that someone has a clear idea that they can actually proceed with that, the development, because you've actually got approval through council. So that's a consideration for people to do. On from that, you can actually look to build the property yourself and then obviously sell them on, and making sure that you're not in that rush to sell. Or if you've got the pre-sales in place and you make sure that you do more than the requirement of pre-sales, or you look to just make sure that you have all these buffers in place around this. And this is what I'm, I guess, talking about in this current environment where there's tighter lending. Low risk strategies are going to benefit people in future, because looking at high risk strategies now, you might be in a situation where you could lose the lot. We haven't had a recession in 28 years in Australia. You know, the environment in terms of the economy is a little bit volatile. Don't see a lot of green shoots out there happening for me personally. So it'll be interesting to see how things go. And it's about looking at markets each and every day, reading articles about what's happening around the country, and seeing how you position yourself, strategize yourself with your current portfolio and what you're going to do in future as well. So all that needs to be kept in mind. I really think that people want to be thinking about being conservative in this market, but still think about taking action. So this is where I talk about some of these low risk strategies that can help you take action. Still being of having some risk by investing, because it's all a risk when we invest, but you might look to buy and hold the property and look for those under market value with high cash flow, or you look may look to do a renovation that you're going to live in and work on yourself over the course of a year or two or three. Or you might look to those development properties that have multiple exit strategies, and you're not really in a rush to sell them on at the end. So keep that in mind in this current environment. I think it's important that we all look at what is going on around in the economy. It will affect us. What's happening with consumer confidence? What's happening in the lending environment? We need to keep abreast of what is going on. So hopefully that helps in terms of thinking about where you are with investing right now. If you do want to speak about this particular topic in terms of low risk, then give me a call on 0400-332-377, or if you want to talk about your individual circumstances and where you're at right now. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.